Good evening. So we've been discussing the last couple of weeks some of the halachas of tchumen. as they involve different aspects of people's possessions, etc. So I think, I believe last week we spoke about the situation where if a person is on a late flight, a very delayed flight, and he's on the flight Erev Shabbos, unable to get off, and it turns out, you know, things get tremendously delayed to the point where, by the time they take off, they're unable to reach their destination until Shabbos. But as I said, they wouldn't let him off the plane. Of course, if they would let him off the plane, he's got to get off the plane. The person's not allowed to fly on Shabbos, even if he's not doing any malach himself personally, but he's not allowed to because of his Isser Tchumen and other things. It's almost impossible not to do malach on the plane. The bathroom has lights and perhaps some other things. But also everybody's weight might add to the fuel consumption. And there are a number of reasons why a person is not allowed to fly. But we discussed if it ends up that way, and he ends up landing on Shabbos. So we were talking about whether he's allowed to, what is his halacha vis-a-vis tchum, and it might be a distinction whether he was actually on the ground bein hashmashos, and then he took off, then he was kodesh shvisa already back in his original destination. He's clearly out of the tchum, as opposed to if he was in the air the entire bein hashmashos, and then is at least the tzad that when he lands, he's not considered to have been kodesh shvisa. He didn't get a tchum anywhere. So now, if he lands, if the airport's within the city, then that would be great. He would be able to go home, etc. If the airport's not in the city, then he would have to stay in the terminal. It's more or less. Okay. What I want to discuss now is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is obviously not talking about airplanes. But it does discuss a person who arrives on a boat on Erev Shabbos. So I just want to go first, though, into a little bit into the halachas of whether a boat trip is okay. In other words, is a person allowed to get onto a boat before Shabbos and remain on the boat on Shabbos? And be a boat which is, let's say, being guided and driven, let's say, by non-Jews. So this is a brisa, actually, in Masechta Shabbos, and it's a siman in Shulchan Aruch. And what the brisa says, the following. So daf yutes in Masechta Shabbos. The siman in Shulchan Aruch is in siman reish mem ches. It's towards the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos. And the brisa says, Tana Rabbanan, ein mafligin besfina. Pachos mishlosha yomim kodem l'Shabbos. One is not allowed to begin a boat trip if it's less than 3 days before Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Meaning, so it's actually a machlokas achronim what that means, but the standard pshat is that means that if it's already, once it's Wednesday, it's not mutter. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. In other words, the 3 days, not including Shabbos itself. 3 days before Shabbos, starting on Wednesday, a person cannot embark upon a journey on a boat. Whereas on the first 3 days of the week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, it is permissible. The way the Vilna Gaon learns, the 3 days include Shabbos. So when we say you can't do it, you can't be maflig besvina pachos migimel yomim, that means Shabbos, Friday, Thursday is usher, but Wednesday is still mutter. See, the first mahalach says, no, we don't count Shabbos, because the idea is that the first 3 days of the week are connected to the previous Shabbos, as we've said in the past, like Abay Abdullah, and the last 3 days in the week are connected to the next Shabbos. So the idea being that, we'll see right away the specifics, but the Vilna Gaon is learning that, no, the three days means, when it says 3 days, it means including Shabbos. Now, the understanding of this might depend somewhat on what the reason is. Why is it that you can't get on a boat in the latter half of the week, if you'll be on the boat on Shabbos, whereas in the first part of the week, the former half, the first half of the week, you could get on a boat, and even though you remain on Shabbos. What is the reason for that? So there are a few reasons given in the Rishonim. And the Mishnah Berurah actually has a Hakadama. In Siman Reish Mem Ches, the Mishnah Berurah has a short Hakadama, short Psicha, where he goes through the basic reasons. One reason that's given in the Rishonim is that the Jew on the boat might find himself in a situation, a position where he has to do malacha on Shabbos for self-preservation, for sakanas nefashas, meaning going back in the time when boat trips were much more dangerous in the sense that there were pirates out there on the sea, and there were other situations of weather conditions which made a boat trip a lot more hazardous and a lot more life-threatening. And it was, the possibility existed, it was considered a real possibility that a person would find himself in a position at any given time on a boat trip. He may be in a situation where he needs to do malacha to either defend himself from others or to help keep the boat afloat and get himself to dry land. So the first part of the week, and this works, you know, especially with the shita of the Rov Poskim that I said, that the first part of the week means Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, which are connected to the previous Shabbos, not to the coming Shabbos. At that point, the person is not mechuyev to take precautions to avoid having to do malacha on Shabbos, which at the time will be permissible. Now, of course, you have to do everything within your power the entire week not to be in a position on Shabbos where you'll be compelled or you'll end up doing malacha, which is not permissible, right? In other words, a person can't begin something on the first part of the week and which is going to put him in a situation where he's going to be doing malacha on Shabbos and say, okay, well, I started well before Shabbos. I start in the first half of the week. The first half of the week, I don't have to think about Shabbos. Shabbos is not on my radar yet because I'm still being influenced in a positive way by the last Shabbos, and the next Shabbos isn't in the scope of my thought and doesn't determine my actions. Only in the second half of the week, then yes. Now, you can't say that if we're talking about you might end up doing malacha, which at the time won't be warranted, because like every other aver in the Torah, a person has to do whatever he can within his power to make sure he doesn't come lidei avera, lidei nisayon, lidei avera. But what we're talking about is a malacha which will be at the time will be okay, even if a person gets on a boat on Friday or even on Shabbos itself, and with no justification, right? But now he's in a position where he's out on the high sea and the sakanas nefashas, and he's got to do something to stay afloat, or he's got to do something to, as I said, to protect himself from the threat of bandits, of pirates. So of course he's allowed to. The fact that he was negligent, and or maybe outright sinful, and he put himself in this position where he got on the boat when he wasn't allowed to, that still doesn't dictate that now, sorry, you shouldn't have done it in the first place, so now you can't defend yourself. Of course you can. In fact, we even learned, you remember a couple of weeks ago, we spoke about even in the sense of not coming l'dechi of Mises Basin, a person is allowed to do something which is normally not mutter. In other words, we said if a person put up bread to bake on Erev Shabbos, and in the time of Chazal, the way the ovens worked, with the raw dough was basically stuck against the walls, plastered against, right, the walls of the oven, and there was an iser to remove it on Shabbos. It's called Rediyas Hapas. You're not allowed to remove a loaf of bread from the oven on Shabbos. But if you put it up on Shabbos itself to bake, which was an iser to do, then you are allowed to take it on Shabbos to protect yourself from coming l'dechil Shabbos or on the consequences of Chil Shabbos. So, so here too, even if a person did the wrong thing, but he's definitely allowed on Shabbos now, and I would say he's having obligated to do whatever malacha necessary to say, to protect his life. However,
yeah. Is that prohibition from Rabbanan to board a boat three days before Shabbat?
Is it an Issur d'Rabbanan? Is that what you said?
Yes.
It's an Issur d'Rabbanan. Yes. Okay, but so even though he'll be allowed, if the situation comes up, he'll be allowed to do the malacha. But when it's within the 3 days of Shabbos, he has to be thinking already about Shabbos, and therefore he's not allowed to put himself in a position where it's very possible or maybe even likely that he's going to end up having to do malacha for pikuach nefesh. That's one reason. That's the sheet of the Baal Hamor. Then a second shita is that because there is a tchumen, like we've been talking about, the boat's going to be going out of the tchum, not just the tchum of alpayim amma, of 2,000 amas, but even the tchum of yud beis mil, of 12 mil, which is according to many a deraisa. Now it's not on a deraisa on the water. Like we mentioned last week, that the din of tchumen does not apply over water; it only applies on dry land, because it's comparable to the machne Yisrael. However, a person is still not allowed to, at least midrabbanan, is not allowed to travel out of the tchum even on over the water. So, getting on a boat is going to force him, or very likely, to be going out of the tchum. Now, I should mention, and this is. Well, let's first say the other reason, and then we'll mention a certain caveat. Okay, so that's the second reason. And the third reason is that...
If a person is in the middle of nowhere, and Shabbat starts, now the humans, it's around the place where he starts.
Right. That's right. As long as he's safe... You know, as long as he's safe, that he can't go more than 2,000 amas from where he is. If he's not safe, it's the kind of nefashas. Okay, the third reason that the Rishonim give to explain why a person is not allowed to get onto a boat within 3 days before Shabbos, which is going to end up, you know, continuing to be traveling on Shabbos, is because of Oneg Shabbos. Because now the idea being that within the first 3 days of a boat ride, a person is still adapting to his new surroundings, to his new environment of being out on the sea. And when he's out on the seas, in the salty waters of the oceans, it commonly causes a person ocean sickness, right? And it's going to interfere with Onik Shabbos. He's going to be bizarre. He's going to be suffering on Shabbos and feeling nauseous and you know, unpleasant, etc. After 3 days already, he's misragel. The average person is misragel to it. The average person.
What if he's an avid sailor?
He's a yachter. Okay, but even so, Chazal weren't mechalik there. They were mechalik in the type of water. Or put it this way, at least the Rishonim say that this reason would not apply if he'd be going in. Nahar, the Shulchan Aruch, when he brings this down, it's a base, it's v'davka l'mafligim b'yamim hamaluchim, only for those who are going out on the high, on the seas, on the salty seas, our oceans, avol b'naharos, on rivers, ain shum tzai l'mafligim b'hem, and this reason wouldn't apply. Okay, so...
this whole issue is just traveling, meaning someone could still just go on a boat, right?
Yeah. What do you mean, go on a boat?
Just people... Let's say people have like yachts and they just have
a dock.
By a dock.
And if it won't leave the port, the dock. Yes, right. Assuming it's within his tchum there, assuming the boat is somewhere within his tchum. Okay. So the third reason is because of Onik Shabbos, because the person tends to be seasick the first 3 days, and it'll be considered a bittel of Onik Shabbos. Now. In all situations, whatever the reason is, the Shulchan Aruch, when it brings the halacha that in the first 3 days of the week you're allowed to get on the boat, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Uposek imo sheyishbos," that really, I mean, here, one second.
So a person that is taking a cruise,
Yes.
Let's say that there is a kosher cruise, and they're gonna spend 2 weeks in the cruise, and the cruise usually makes stops in different ports. So on Wednesday they can't go out of the boat on the ports.
Well, I mean, if it tells the reason of seasickness, the charo shouldn't make a difference, right? Because once he's already been traveling 3 days, so
it's still right. Sakana nefashon is more likely it's not going to be sakana nefashon.
Right.
So
right.
We have the tehum.
Right. Problem with the tchum, it would be that it's sakana nefashos. In fact, nowadays, the poskim say the whole sakana nefashos svara. There is really no sakanas nefashos, meaning to say, even if the boat would just stop in the water and stay, be stationary for 3 days, not for 3 days, I mean, be stationary for Shabbat, for the entire Shabbos, there would be no sakana. It's not, the circumstances aren't what they were, and the boats are stable enough that a person could be there without sakana. So really, bismanenu,
there's... in the Red Sea nowadays. Nowadays,
yeah.
In the Red Sea, it's very, very dangerous.
Oh, nowadays, because
of
the war.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't think people are taking boat rides there anyway.
Is that the sakana that they're referring to? Sakana from war?
Anything. That would certainly
be. What's the when the Rav says between today and what it used to be like?
Because those days, it was, first of all, I don't think very often the boats weren't sturdy enough just to stay.
It wasn't just pirates.
And also pirates, but also that. Oh. Yes, also that. Which, you know, nowadays, but typically in a place that a person would be taking a trip, a cruise, that's not a chash. So for a boat that's being driven or guided by Jews would be usher nowadays b'chal. I mean, if the boat is not sized, it's usher for Jews to take a boat out on the ocean and continue traveling on Shabbos, because it definitely involves Chil Shabbos. It involves Chil Shabbos, not all sakana, right? The running the boat is through Chil Shabbos nowadays. The boats are, you know, with all the ways boats run now with the motorized boats and everything else. So there's, and with the controls and everything else, there's Chil Shabbos on a constant basis, and there's so, and it's not even al sakana, just push it Chil Shabbos, just to keep the boat moving. So that would not be mutter for a person, for a Jewish boat. If it would be a non-Jewish boat, So if it's being, you know, a boat that Jews are commissioning, Jews are hiring it to go, it also would not be mutter, because they'd be having goyim doing malacha for them, which again doesn't involve Chil Shabbos. I mean, doesn't involve sakanas nefashos, which there'd be no justification for. The only shaila would be a boat which is going anyway. Not because the Jews, it's a cruise boat or whatever it is, where it's mostly non-Jews. And it's going regardless of whether you buy a ticket or not. It's going. It's not going because of you, and it's not going primarily for you. It's going for the non-Jews. So that would be the case where it would possibly be nogea to say that, to make this chelik okay, that within 3 days of Shabbos you can't go because you're not allowed to. Number one, you know, for the three reasons: for seasickness, because of tchumen, and because of malacha is going to be done for you, albeit by non-Jews, but malacha is going to be done for you. And as I said, malacha is being done for you. Not even I take that back. I mean, the malacha is being done. Not for sakana. We said already, it's not being done specifically for you. But the other reasons would apply, and then there would be still the gzeris chazal of the chash sakana. But that would be the last 3 days. But the first 3 days of the week, theoretically, one could go. The problem is, or one of the problems is, that from what I understand, and when I actually just heard Rav Mufak from Herzl speaking about this, that nowadays, to be on a boat, everybody has to be on Chal Shabbos, because everything is electronic, meaning the washrooms and the toilets. So just like in an airport or in a hospital or in many public places, everything is electronic. What's that?
Emotion.
Yeah, right, motion sensors and all the sense, right? So it's impossible to be on a boat and just go about your normal business without being Bechal Shabbos on a cruise boat, because there's stuff being done electronically all over the place.
From people go on cruises? Maybe
there are cruises where they allow for these things, but that's exactly what this Rav is saying to those who asked him. I mean, he wasn't saying publicly, somebody asked him, so I don't want to quote his name because it wasn't a public statement, but somebody came over to him after a shiur that he gave and asked him about it. His shiur had nothing to do with this, but someone asked him about this and he said, no, it's not okay nowadays, you can never go because of this. Now maybe there are cruises where it's completely Shomer Shabbos, where they deactivate everything for Shabbos and everything is manual again. I don't know, you could check it out. Besides which, I don't know, in general there's maybe other shalas of the atmosphere and the environment and the entertainment, all these things, but it would have to be, everything would have to be kosher besides the food being God kosher, everything else would have to be, but this is something that would have to be checked out as well. So but also what I do want to say is that there are cruises that go over Yom Tovim, particularly over Pesach, and to my knowledge, they're not beginning, 3 days before. These halachas are not just 3 days before Shabbos; it's 3 days before Yom Tov as well, as Mishnah Berurah says explicitly here in Reish Maches Sivkan Hey, that it applies to Yom Tov as well. So cruises that begin within a couple of days of Pesach is a much bigger tzarichian. In addition to all the other factors we just mentioned, but the etzem idea that it's directly against this Siman Shulchan Aruch that says that you can't go with it within 3 days. But okay, but I do want to still discuss some of the details that are here in Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll get into specifically the tchum aspect of it. So what's brought is that. So I started to say the Shulchan Aruch starts off like this. Let me just, the beginning of Siman Reish Meches. It says mutter lahaflik besvina afilu be'erev Shabbos, is mutter to go on a boat and to get on even on erev Shabbos im holech l'dvar mitzvah. If the person is going for a dvar mitzvah, he can even go on erev Shabbos. But then it says, and this is what I started with, uposik imo sheyishpos, but he has to stipulate with the captain that he will stop for Shabbos. That if I get to a port or whatever it is, then dock for Shabbos, and then he says, "V'imacha kach lo yishpos ein b'kach klum." If he doesn't, if he tells you he'll do it, and then he doesn't do it, so you're not responsible. You're not responsible at that point. What is that?
You don't have to jump off.
Correct, exactly. Aval edvar harishus, but if it's for a matter of rishus, not for a dvar mitzvah, ein mafligim esfina pachad mishloshi yom mekodem Shabbos. You can't get on a boat within 3 days of Shabbos. That's the Mechaber says. Continues the Ramah, Aval kodim shlosha yomim, if it's earlier than 3 days, shari. Afilu besfina shemoshka no sa'idei behemos. Afilu eibigo v'hamayim asara tfachim. Afilu b'makim sheitztarecha yisur alasas hachakach melacha b'shabes laholich ha'sfina. Okay. One second. Okay, so this idea of posting him, he's talking about if a person is getting on close to Shabbos. Now, the post can say here that it's not ma'akev, that if he can't be posek for whatever reason, then it's not ma'akev if he can't. Okay, so it's brought that concept that sometimes what people would do, if people had a reason to go, a reason that permitted them to go even before, right close to Shabbos, at the Bar Mitzvah, that gave them the rishus to go even right close to Shabbos. So what they would do is sometimes the boat wasn't actually leaving till Shabbos itself. So they would get on the boat Friday before Shabbos, and they would be and stay there ben hashmashos, and they would be kone shvisa on the boat above yutfachim from the water from the bottom of the. Of the sea or whatever, the ocean, whatever it was, and they would be kona shvisa there, And then, and it's brought that they would make kiddush there. L'chatchila, they would you know, make kiddush there, and I guess have a suda there, or at least biyotzei kiddush makom suda. And then they would go back home if the boat wasn't leaving till the next morning or something. They would go back home, and return in the morning and turn to when it before the boat would leave and get back on the boat on Shabbos. Mm-hmm. And, okay, particularly in a situation where there's a heter to go on Shabbos, the heter to go even, or at least there's a heter to go on Erev Shabbos, right? So with for Dvar Mitzvah, but the boat itself is not leaving till Shabbos, till actually Shabbos. So they would be kona shvisa on the boat, and this way, it was considered that the entire ben hashmashes they would spend over there, and then that would be considered their makom shvisa, so that when they would be allowed to get back on the boat on Shabbos, and if the boat was leaving on Shabbos, and
without a travel on a boat for a mitzvah, I thought it was just even. I mean, if it's kind of scuffed and fashas, just
yes, for a dvar. Yeah, that's the chaver said at the beginning.
What kind of mitzvah?
Well, which is one thing. Mutar lahavlig v'sfina afilu be'erev Shabbos im holeich l'dvar mitzvah.
Right, I just thought because it's like in that situation, even on erev Shabbos, we could do it, but not on Shabbos itself.
Right, so that's a shaila. The Mishnah Berurah says that's a shaila in the Achronim, if you could do it on Shabbos itself. That's Mishnah Berurah in right here. Wait one second. Yeah, is the very first one right at the beginning here. The Sifkan Beis. He says, "Kasa v'magid avron the b'shabbes osir lahaflig afilu l'dvar mitzvah v'yeshem etzadin afilu b'shabbes shari l'dvar mitzvah." And he tells you to look in different achronim and discuss this. But the point that I'm saying is, if that's talking about tamamish, get on the boat on the first instance on Shabbos, that the boat's leaving at Shabbos and you first get into the boat on Shabbos. But if you go onto the boat before Shabbos and a kona shvisa there, even if the boat, even if then they leave the boat and then only come back on Shabbos, that was their knowing to be the makel on. Here, let's read the Sif Gimel.
So then the boat becomes
the Ruth Chum? Right, because let's read the Mechaber Sif Gimel. Heicha demutta lahaflik me Erev Shabbos. In a situation where it's permissible for a person to leave on Erev Shabbos, right, so im nichnas besfina me Erev Shabbos, if he entered the Shvina before Shabbos, vikana ba shvisa, and he's kona shvisa there on the boat, Mr. Berurah says, "Hayna sheyashav sham kol bein hashmashos ad shetechshach." He remains there the entire bein hashmashos until it's dark. Af al pi shemafleges b'shabes mutter, even though the boat only actually takes off, starts traveling on Shabbos mutter. So the mechaber says first, "Vehu." Shelo yotzei me'asfina me'yesh shekana shvisa. So Mechaber says, but that's provided you stay there, because otherwise, the Mechaber holds to go back on the boat on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do. By the way, I neglected to mention one of the reasons. This is one of the another reason given why you can't embark on a boat on Shabbos or close to Shabbos is because it's nire kishat al hamayim. It's similar to a person floating on water, swimming or floating on some sort of, you know, floating device on the water, which you're not allowed to do for various reasons. And this is similar to that. So if you begin the journey close to Shabbos, that can lead a person to actually swimming on Shabbos. Whereas if he starts much earlier, they weren't choshish for that. So this first opinion says on Shabbos itself, it's never mutter. It's only mutter on Erev Shabbos when it's the Dvar Mitzvah. So you have to get on the boat, the Mechaber says, and stay there until Shabbos begins. That's what the Mechaber says. Then the Rama says, however, Hagav Yeshorim no, dafilu yatsim and asfina shari. Others say, even if you left the boat, it'll be mutter. As long as you were kona shvisa there from before Shabbos, you're allowed to go back onto it on Shabbos. And says the Mishnah Berurah, "Hainu dal yidei zeh, through getting there, through going there before Shabbos, havalek hasfina kebeso. The sfina is viewed as your house now. The einu nira kashat." When you go back on Shabbos, it's not nearer like you're shut up pnei hamayim, and it doesn't look like you're beginning to swim on Shabbos. And okay, so Now says the Mishnah, and in terms of the other reason, well, in terms of the seasickness, it's not going to make a difference whether you start on Friday or start on Shabbos. So I guess he's going, if they were matter that on Friday, so they were matter that on Shabbos as well. And you know, in terms of the other reasons, then the Mishnah Berurah continues. Fa'afilu l'dayazu. However, even according to this opinion, eino moel akidin shvisa elishia muta lichnas pasin b'shabbos. Even this opinion that's more lenient, it only helps that by being there on Friday, you could go back on Shabbos. And abal kishemagia chagach liyabasha asal olatzi lozus miarba amosav kamoshikasa b'simin tavdalit. But nevertheless, if you just one second. Yeah. Once you went off the boat, so then you're kona shvisa back on the land. Let's say we're assuming the boat is above 10 tefachim, right? Above 10 tefachim will be makel that you're not kona shvisa, right? Because we said it's a suffix in the Gemara, and we're makel by the Rabbanans, and Tchum is only the Rabbanan, and even if, certainly on the water, right? Tchum on the water is for sure only the Rabbanan. So we're Mekel. So if you get on the boat and you stay there, you're Kona Shvisa there, you're above 10 Tfachim. But if you get off the boat after Ben Hashmashes and you go back home, now you're back on the ground. And once you're back on the ground, you're Kona Shvisa there. Because that's the din, it's Machlok Rishonah, but that's what we're Paskin, that if you weren't Kona Shvisa Ben Hashmashes, because you're above 10 Tfachim, as soon as you come within 10 Tfachim, wherever you first arrive within 10 Tfachim, you're Kona Shvisa there. So you anyway end up being Kodesh Fisa back in your hometown. And Mimela, when you got back on the boat, which you're allowed to do only because, as we said, it's not near a Kishat al Pnei Amayim, but and we're going to allow you to get back on the boat for a Dvar Mitzvah and have the boat take you out of the Tchum for a Dvar Mitzvah. But when you get, if you end up somewhere on Shabbos, you will have a din of Yatzim Chus L'Tchum and you'll be limited to your Dalet Amos. You won't be able to get off the boat.
So what is the Kona Shvisa help on the boat? What does that help with?
So it's really not, it comes out according to this Mahalach, if you get off the boat, mm-hmm. It's really not, the Vard is not so much a Kona Shvisa on Shabbos, the Vard is that it becomes like your house, it's kibeso. It's not really, it's not a Tchumen Nakuda. If you go like the Mechaber and you stay on the boat, you get on the boat Friday afternoon and you stay there, and even if the boat doesn't leave till Shabbos morning, but you stay there and you sleep overnight on the boat, then we say yes. You were Kona Shvisa on the boat, which means you have no Shvisa because the boat's above 10 Tfachim. Right. So you have no Shvisa, and then you're considered to be not in violation of Tchum to the Midaraisa, so that when you get to wherever you get, you're allowed to get off the boat and walk up high mountain. Right, exactly. So but you're correct that if you're gonna go with the kula of the Ramah, that you don't have to stay on the boat. You could even get off the boat Friday night after Ben Hashmashes and get back on the boat. So the advantage, the point of being on the boat is not because of Kinyan Shvisa. The point of being on the boat is so that it shouldn't be like near a Kishat al Pnei Amayim. That's what the Shvur explains. Okay, so the difficulty with this is the Lashon of the Ramah. Because the Lashon of the Ramah, either Ramah says, Yeshom, you can get off the boat, the Meyach Shekana B'Shvisa Merv Shabbos, Mutra Chakali Kanispa. So why is he using terms of Kana Shvisa? So the Mishnah Berurah says it means Hainu, Dalideze Havle Yasvina Kebeso. It's what he's saying. It's not a Kinyan Shvisa from a Tchumen perspective. That's not the Nakuda here, because that's not what's happening here. And he references Siman Tavdal. The question is, okay, so if the boat arrives and docks somewhere on Shabbos, and it's not within a city, so then you only have 2,000 Amos, right? You only have 2,000 Amos, even if... Let's go to the Ramah's case. Let's do the Ramah's case. You got off the boat, you got back on, so you don't have anything. You don't have 2,000 Amos, right? All you have is... Now, the entire boat you're allowed to walk on. The entire boat is considered like Dalet Amos, within the walls of the boat, but you can, and that's on the trip or when you arrive, but you can't get off the boat in this case. What happens though if the boat ended up in a city where the boat land, where the boat docked, it's within an area of a of a, let's say, an enclosed area. The boat, you know, pulls in the, an area, so you're mamish within the chitzis of a city. So now do we say, okay, so Dalaramas, well, the whole city's like Dalaramas.
Within the area?
Or mechitzas. Well, no, let's think about where a city that, let's start with the city that has mechitzas. Whether it's an Erev for the sake of Erev, whether it's a walls, whatever it is, but there are mechitzas surrounding where the area where the boat pulls in, it's already in a enclosed area. So do you then get the advantage of saying the entire area is like Dalanamos or not? Right, so in Simen Tav Dalet, that's where this is addressed, in Simen Tav Dalet in Hilchas Tchumen, and it says like this, that Misha Bab is Fina Bashabis. A person who arrived in the Burden of Shabbos, Vihigila Namel. He arrives at the port. Imishinichnas Hashabis had Shigila Namel, Olam Haisalam Alamayasara, if he was always above 10 Tvachim, Yorid Ve'inunimna, etc. Otherwise, not. Now, he's not necessarily talking about our case right here that you started on Shabbos. It's just that you arrived on Shabbos, right? You might have been there from before Shabbos. Right. Okay. However, the Rambo goes on. If you've already left your tchum, which is our case, right? Because the case where the guy got off the boat back home and then got back on, so he's already now when his tchum is back home, so he's already left his tchum. The ain lo rika aba amos mikol makom. In tsarich latzis min asfina mikolach geshamim shadon. First, he says, let's say you're on the boat and it starts raining, and you can't. You have no protection on the boat, or chamas or rachas alav, or if he's in a place that's extremely sunny, and we're talking about where he has, you know, a boat where he has no protection. Oh, should tzarich l'nikavav, or if he has to relieve himself, and it's not private on the boat. It's not a makom mechubad. And I'm not talking about a boat, you know, like a cruise liner or something where all these things wouldn't be considerations. If it's tzarich mikoach zel likanis beir. Then the entire city would be like Dalet Amos, and once he went in there, he gets the whole, you know, the whole city like Dalet Amos. So, just one second. Here. Okay, but what I wanted to mention was that, in general, if a person left his tchum, the onus, a person left his tchum, he wasn't mechal Shabbos, he was forced to leave his tchum, either people forced him, Goyim forced him, or he because of pikuach nefesh, whatever it is. Then, well, let's even not pikuach nefesh is even more like. Let's talk about a case where he was forced out of the tchum. So then the halacha is if he only has dalet amos once he's out of his tchum. But if he ends up in a enclosed area, he gets the whole area, right? If Akum forced him out of his tchum, and he ended up in an unenclosed area, he has only four amos. He ended up in an enclosed area, the whole area is considered like Dalet Amos. But if he went bemazed, he left his chum be'avera, be'isr. No one forced him. He left his chum at Shabbos, and there's something, he had some yetzahara to go for something, and he went and did it. And now Lamaisa, wherever he ends up, he wants to do the right thing. He wants to keep the halacha, so he's not allowed to more than Dalet Amos. Literally, even if he's in an enclosed area, he's not allowed to go more than Dalet Amos. So if he did it be'isr, the halacha is he has no more than Dalet Amos, even in an enclosure. He's not. Does not have the money.
What is that?
Even if it's in someone's house, or that's right. He only has in Dalet Amos. Now again, if he's tzarich l'nikav or whatever, he's allowed to leave the Dalet Amos to go to a proper place. Other than that, he's considered to be only that he only has Dalet Amos. Okay, so let's just go back a couple of things. Go back here in these dinim. So you asked before what's called a dvar mitzvah, right? I said you're allowed to go erev Shabbos for a dvar mitzvah. So what's called a dvar mitzvah? So if you look at the end of the siman here, uh, the last sif is talking about a person going out with traveling in the desert. Yotzi b'shiyara b'midbar. So it says also shlosha yom mekodim Shabbos aser latzeis. If yom rishon sheni shlishi mutar latzeis, and if there's sakana, he'll do what he has. Now for ha'ola le'eretz Yisrael. Let's say a person wants to move to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz. Im nizdam nolo shayara, if he has the opportunity to get on to go with a caravan that's going, afilu be'erev Shabbos, kiven to dvar mitzvahu, yachal lifrosh. He's allowed to go, allowed to move to Eretz Yisrael.
Even be'erev Shabbat, wow.
Well, right. Uposik imam lishbos, he has to stipulate with them that they should be shoves, they should stop. And here the Mishnah Berurah says, but here he must do that. And if they're not gonna, if they don't agree, he can't go in the first place. If they don't agree in advance, and he says, but if after he's out in the desert and they don't want to stop, so he could go with them. Mishum pikuach nefesh. Okay, next, that's one case. Then the Rama says yesh omrim shekol makom sheadam holech l'schora. Anytime a person is traveling for business, oliros pnei chavero, or he's going just to meet somebody, chashuv hakol dvar mitzvah, ve'eino chashuv dvar harishus rakish holech l'tayel. The according to this opinion says the Rama dvar harishus would only be a person who's going l'tayel, is going for cruising, right? Just going vacationing, cruising. But if he's going for parnasa or he's going to, you know, the kavod pnei chaveru, it's called dvar mitzvah. Says the Rama, correct? Valkain is the Rama, not the Mechaber. Valkain nagu b'ktsas mekomos lahakel b'inin haflagas asfinos v'halacha sheral tov shloshi yamin ki chosh makol advar mitzvah. And therefore, it's become very prevalent that people go.
What's pshat? How's the advar mitzvah?
How is the bar mitzvah? Well, parnasa is considered a mitzvah. It's not that there are levels of dvar mitzvah, and there are certain things that are considered dvar mitzvah only the gabi certain halacha. Be saying the gabi this halacha to bring to support his family, to support himself, support his family is a mitzvah. So in that sense, would we consider that? 1 second here. Okay, so he says the minig is to be mekel this way, and they go places even within 3 days of Shabbos. Says the Rama, the ain limchos b'yadam. You don't have to object. You don't have to try to stop them. They have on whom to rely. Meaning he's not giving it a very warm endorsement, but he's saying there is what to rely on, and therefore places that they're knowing it's okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, avo b'makom shelo nagul lahakel, ain kedai lechatchilu lahakel. Place where it's not the minute to be mekel, it's not kedai, it's not worthwhile, you know, it's not proper to be mekel. The kama poskim serve the beinim mitzvah gemura, because there are a number of poskim that hold that it has to be mitzvah gemura, not something like that.
Machar don't hold this. It's the machar as well, or
no? Machar doesn't bring this all together. This is only the Rama.
Right, because according to the Mechaber, who holds that we can do it even on Shabbos, you can go into the boat, stay on the boat on Shabbos.
No, Erev Shabbos. No, the Mechaber is more Mechaber. He said you have to stay there from Erev Shabbos.
Right, but even if you know the boat's going to leave on Shabbos.
But it's not going for Schar.
Right. But the Rama would hold.
Okay, if the Makar Shinagul Hakal. Okay, there's one more thing I want to mention, that's also part of these halachas, a limit from these halachas that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, and that is that let's say a person has to schedule elective surgery, something which is non-urgent, important to take care of, but there's no sense of urgency, so he's not allowed to schedule it for the second half of the week, for Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. According to most posts, according to the Gra, Wednesday, according to most posts, not Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The idea being, because the same idea, Bittel Onik Shabbos, because most likely he's going to be very, very likely, within 3 days after surgery, he's going to be in pain, he's going to have to take medications, and et cetera, et cetera. And so that, according to that reason, if they're showing that you can't go in a boat, you would not be able to schedule surgery either. Unless the rofe mumcha is only available in the first part, and then it's Doma to Dvar Mitzvah. If you, it's something that you need to be done, even though it's not life-threatening, but it's something important to be done, and the doctor that's capable, that's qualified to do it, is only available in the first part of the week, so then there will be Mutter to do.
The second part of the week.
I'm sorry. If he's only available the second part of the week, sorry, thank you. We'll be Mutter to do it then.